The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, folks. You're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin, and I am not alone. With me, we have my amazing co-host. She hails from the Valley. She is the farmer's daughter. Please welcome Emily May.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good week.
This is a lot better week. And you can often see this gentleman dancing on couches, doing entrance music, all that good stuff. Please welcome Brian Santos.
Hello, got to do my Melina spit on my couch, but I'm so excited to be here.
There you go. I have yet to see it on TikTok, but I'm going to get there eventually.
Oh, it's there. You got to check it out.
And we, like every show, we do Star of the Week, we do news, but our show is mainly about the guests. We know you're not here for us. And today, this guest is amazing. We are so happy to have her. She is a WWE superstar, but she also is a former gymnast, a bodybuilder, and the list goes on and on. Please welcome Dana Brooke.
Hey, guys. What's up? Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you for coming on.
We're so excited to have you.
Thanks. So you're the Canadian Assassin, huh? That's what they call you?
That's what I call myself. Nobody else
calls me. No bigger fan than yourself, which is the best thing. And then Emily, what is your middle name? Emily May?
Emily May, M-A-E, which we have the same middle name.
I know. I've never met anybody in my life that has had that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know. I'm so excited. We have something in common.
Yes. And then you as well, you do entrance music and everything like that too, huh?
I like to do a little Melina split or, you know, some grande jeté down the ramp like Naomi. So.
He's like a Bella Twins expert, by the way. Mm-hmm. We cover Bella Twins.
Oh, you have like the little hip spin?
Yes.
Can I see that?
Uh-oh.
I'm only wearing. Yes. I would do it, but I'm wearing a little bit of booty shorts right now. So under the, top. Yes. So I don't want to get
this
up and show everything.
Up here from like, this is how the Zoom meetings are going. You know, yes. Business up here and then.
Party downstairs.
Party downstairs.
Yes.
Well, you kind of mentioned it. We talked a little bit of, we mentioned Naomi. There's a little bit of feud going on with you and Naomi. What do you hope is going to come out with that?
The momentum keeps building and building and building, and I'm super grateful for it. As I've said, you know, in past interviews, I respect Naomi. She's one of the best in the game. So she always is constantly making me step my game up as well. Being one of the most athletic girls in the ring, you know, she does those flips, she dances, she does it all. So being in the ring with her definitely makes me step up my game. And, you know, just gives me a boost of confidence in myself. You know, I've caught her off her game twice, and I hope the third time's a charm as well. I can see a little frustration in her. As she's tweeted at me before, you know, sis, I respect you, but please don't talk to me for a minute. So we haven't really been on the best of terms, which hurts my heart, but hey, I got to do what I got to do, right?
This is very true. So, okay. So I love when you're in the ring, but I also love when you're with Titus Worldwide. And I'm still very upset because I sometimes cover the Raw show. I'm still very upset that they just disbanded the faction without any notice. So what happened? Did they just say, it's not happening anymore?
You know, with Titus Worldwide, it was seriously an amazing time in my career to work with those two and along my side. Titus being, you know, with WWE and in the business for such a long time gave me a great deal of respect for him as a wrestler. But then also on the flip side of it, Titus is known for his outreach programs all across the nation. So being alongside of him and being able to like witness how he does things has made me very passionate on my own to go out there and branch off and do a lot of outreach programs and try and help, you know, children. And, you know, we partnered up and have done a lot of anti-bullying campaigns as well with Don't Be a Bully, Be a Star. So it's great working alongside of him. And Apollo and I actually, I started a little bit before him and he came in a little bit right after me. But he's had a ton of experience, just an abundance of knowledge as far as wrestling goes. And seeing him work in the ring and being alongside and on the apron and kind of watching from ringside has given me a different, you know, psychological approach and how to do things. Mm-hmm. In a couple of my matches, I don't know if you remember, when I was with Titus Worldwide, I did a couple of Apollo's moves and they worked out great. So I was super grateful for that. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have watched, but this past Monday night, Apollo finally grabbed his first title and, you know, won. And I was walking right into work at that time, too. And I heard everybody go nuts and I see him come out and he's crying. Mm-hmm. And I got goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps now just thinking how hard he has worked. You know, we've had some serious conversations as well, too. It gets frustrating as well. You know, you try and you keep trying. And it gets frustrating, too, because, you know, like anything, you want to be the best you possibly can be in what you're doing. And going out there and seeing him succeed and grab that victory, it was just truly amazing to be there and witness his experience. But as far as Titus Worldwide goes, I just was fed up. You know, it came down to the bottom line. That one match, they were both ringside and they kept constantly telling me, do this, no, do that, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, finally, enough is enough. Like, I want to stand on my own two feet. I want to prove what I have to prove. Mm-hmm. I came in here to be one of the best women's wrestlers in the whole entire world. And that's what I'm going to do. And not to say that they were holding me back. It was a very good experience. And I always like to pull positive things out from that. And it has made me a better wrestler today. And it has made me a better person outside of wrestling as far as community work goes. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just the right time. I know I showed a bit of frustration and just leaving the boys behind. But I think it was best for all three of us. You know, Apollo's doing his thing. You know, I'm on my momentum. You know, the momentum's going on my side. Titus is, you know, he has a book out. He's doing a lot of schoolwork. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just the right time at the right moment. And, you know, we all know as females, when the time comes and you feel frustrated, you're just going to blow a gasket and throw your hands up and say, I'm done. So that's exactly what I do.
Brian, you can go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I want to just ask, you know, you mentioned what you did, some of Apollo's moves, and you mentioned you incorporate, you know, that gymnastic background. So what is that like for you to be able to incorporate your previous experience into your in-ring work?
So that's something that I've always tried to do is stay true to myself, being true to Ashley. And I started and I was a gymnast for 18 years. And that's all I knew was gymnastics, flipping around, training. And then as far as transitioning from gymnastics into fitness was strength and bodybuilding. So learning how to, you know, pick up, carry heavy things, put, you know, lift heavy objects over my head. I just always wanted to stand out in the ring. And that's what brought me into wrestling is my gymnastics background and my fitness and bodybuilding experiences in the past. So having that, I would say, you know, leverage to kind of stand out and be different, I always wanted to bring that to the ring. And when we were actually going through my entrance back when I was, you know, in NXT, I was like, I want to do something different. You know, I want, mm-hmm. I don't want to go out there, hit a pose and just walk down the ramp. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this different. I was like, you know something, I'm just going to flip. And I did it and it stuck. And it's,
yes.
I see little girls on Instagram always trying my entrance, doing the flips, aww. Doing the cartwheels. And it makes me so proud because that's my biggest thing, you know, as I was telling you before, children, you know, just always telling them that they can accomplish their dreams and do whatever they put their mind to. So being able to inspire little girls, you know, and see what I'm doing and how they look up to me is very humbling to me.
Yeah, that's, I love it. When you first amazing. Came over that aerial, I was like, yes, girl.
So you've spoken, I know you're very active in the community and helping, like you said, children and just, I would love to kind of, you're working with like Be a Star program for anti-bullying and, you know, there's been a lot lately in the media and everything. And so I want to know from your perspective, what else can be done for people around the world to kind of fight this issue?
You know, as adults and as older teenagers, I want to say that we are role models and, you know, children look up to us. They are like sponges. They remember everything. They constantly are, you know, social media these days, they're on social media constantly and they are always wanting to do what the grownups do, where they're heroes in life or they're, you know, it's just, to me, we are creating the next generation and the next generation is looking at us for, you know, for examples, and what better way to be able to go out there and be in front of thousands and thousands of people and these little kids looking up to us to perform in the ring. And sometimes it's a little scary because when I was a heel, a bad girl, these children just were like, oh my God, no, I don't like her. You know, she's mean in the ring. And that really hurt my heart, you know, mm-hmm. But I go out there and I try and tell them that, hey, listen, it's like a play, right? We're putting on a school play. And you might be in a school play in a position one time that you might be casted to be this villain, this bad person that picks on a good person, but you're telling a story. And how does that make that good person feel when you're picking on them? It doesn't feel good. So in real life, you don't want to make people feel that way. Mm-hmm. So it's all about how you approach things. And these children are the next generation, right? So it's crazy to me to think that if we're not going out there and trying to be good role models, we're not doing our job. And another big thing that I'm very super passionate about is women empowerment. I am super passionate about women following their dreams, never being complacent. You know, in my transition of life, it's just, I've always had that battle in my head. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I can stick to what I'm doing, but I never want what ifs in life. And tomorrow is never, never, never promised. Mm-hmm. So I never want what ifs in life. And I'm super blessed and fortunate to say that I can look back and say, I'm very happy to be where I'm at today.
Well, you're coming up at a really great time as far as women's wrestling. Just amazing things, even with the Money in the Bank and stuff like that. What do you hope to see? Like, is there anything as far as women's wrestling that hasn't happened yet that you're hoping to see eventually?
Everything, it's, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, they want this now, now, now. I think everything has happened at the perfect timing because we have gained such a respect now than ever before. And if you try to push that years ago, I don't think we would have gotten the respect we are having now as being women and going out there and doing what, you know, the male superstars are doing as well. So I think everything is about timing and everything is happening at, you know, a great pace. Something that has already happened before, but I would love to see happen again is a women's evolution. Again, Evolution 2.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you guys 100%. I thought that was, I get, you know, chills just talking about it. Mm-hmm. Being in an arena, I remember that was in New York and it was just all women and it was from, you know, NXT to, I mean, you know, Medusa, everyone was there. It was mm-hmm. Trish, Lita. It was just people that you would never even expect, you know, Tori, Molly Holly. It was just people that I, Jacqueline, like people that I idolized from way back when. Mm-hmm. So I love to see that women across the board, every generation, every ethnicity, any woman, mothers, for example, you know, a lot of those women have children and they're back, you know, training and doing their thing. Beth Phoenix, who I've looked up to tremendously, she retired, then she came back and was on commentary, then she stepped foot in the ring. Mm-hmm. So it's just so, you know, inspiring to me being a wrestler during this time to look up to them and say, you know, one day in a couple years, I will retire. I will, you know, want to have children if that's in my cards. And hopefully one day I can go back and step in the ring and have my babies in the front row cheering me on. Nice. So I think definitely Evolution 2 would be an amazing thing. And I know Stephanie McMahon is definitely on our side with that. She's an amazing woman and, you know, feminist as well, as going out there and you know, always on our side with what we want to do and making it at the right time. As I always say, everything happens at the right time.
So do you know, I asked Lita this as well, like, do you, and if you can't say it's no worries, but do you know why there wasn't another evolution, or like, should we create a hashtag or what?
Yeah, no, I honestly don't know. I think it was just at that, you know, everything was happening so fast with, you know, it was honestly it was just history with that first women's match in Saudi, which was, you know, tremendous and amazing. And then we had Royal Rumble in January, and then the ball just kind of constantly keeps rolling. Mm-hmm. So I honestly have no idea why there wasn't an Evolution 2, but it doesn't mean it's not to come here in the near future.
Okay. Yeah,
will be one.
That's awesome. We definitely need to have another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
go girls, go!
Woo! I would love to hear you. You had this incredible, like, historical Money in the Bank match that was kind of everyone
that
was talking about
night.
It.
Let me just tell you, that was not my A game. Talk about dumb blonde moments.
But you got the one in the conference room.
You got that briefcase. I just want to hear from you. What was that like? And, you know, you guys were climbing up to the roof of the corporate WWE headquarters.
I thought I was on the roof, all right? I was on the couple, I guess. No, it was... I didn't know how to prepare for that match. You know, when they had mentioned that it was in the corporate headquarters, you know, you don't know how to prepare for it. I was in the Money in the Bank match the previous year, and that was one of my most exciting matches of all time. I would say top two. One was with Ronda Rousey, and then that one was Money in the Bank, and obviously this one is in my top three. But going into that match last year, I was like, okay, like, this is some serious business. You're not only wrestling, you're trying to set up ladders, trying to, like, make sure it's equal, you know, right above you is the briefcase and things of that nature. So I was like, I qualified, I know what I gotta do. And then they dropped the bomb on me and was like, hey, it's in corporate. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I've never been there. One, two, I don't know what to expect. And three, they're telling me it's on the top of the roof or the top floor or whatever it is. So, you know, I just tried my hardest to prepare and train, you know, the best of my abilities, but then getting in there and, I mean, it speaks for itself. You saw what happened. So I slipped, I fell, I bumped into Paul Heyman, food fight broke out. Everything is my fault.
I love the food fight. I just felt like it was so much fun. And I feel like it was such a showcase for women. And I loved how it was both kind of simultaneous
matches
happening
fun.
At the same time. It was very creative, yeah. So I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a good time. I definitely wasn't on my A game, but that next Friday, I had another opportunity and I seemed to succeed at that. So whew, at least I, you know, recovered fastly.
Yeah, made up for it. Also, so right now I want to know, because you talked a little bit about having I saw on your Instagram you have a trainer coming, you have some boxing happening. So what's your
yes.
what's your training regimen right now?
So I found a new respect for boxing and like what boxers do. So during this quarantine time, it's definitely been a difficult transition from being always into a gym, that was my life, to trying to be super creative and doing at-home workouts and keeping active. And, you know, I train with one of the best trainers in the world. His name is, you know, Commander Zero. His real name is Orlando. He's one of the most top world famous boxing coaches. And he trained Julie the Monster Diaz, who is a pro boxer as well. And I would be in the backyard and they would be training. And we have a ring in the backyard as well, too. So I would be constantly like kind of over in like the corner doing my own like plyometric workout, but like seeing it out of the corner of my eyes. And I'm like, wow, this is really difficult. Like, this is crazy to me. Seeing what the work that they put in, and, you know, Yuli would be training in the sun, the hot sun, and he would be drenched, you know, sweating, but his workouts were so, so intense. And then I asked Yuli one day, I go, hey, like, can we go in the backyard and like, can I hit some mitts or whatever? Cause we would do like Saturday workouts or Sunday workouts where, Coach Commander wouldn't come over and we would have like an off day, and then we would kind of run the block and we would do circuits together. And so one day I was just like, hey, can I hit the mitts with you or whatever? So we just did a little pad work and I fell in love with it. And then I asked Coach, I was like, hey, listen, I would love to train with you, but I don't know how good I am. Like, I have no idea. He's like, yeah. We're, you know, put some gloves on or whatever. And I put those gloves on and it felt amazing. Like all that aggression and anger and like the combinations. And I will tell you this, in wrestling, you have to use your brain a lot. But in boxing, to remember these combinations, oh my gosh. And your arms are always here, like always, you know, you're always constantly here. And I mean, I might have bolder shoulders by SummerSlam, but I'm super excited. The cardio is one of a kind. And it's like, I found like a new motivation during this time. It was hard being creative. I try to do everything I possibly can with like water jugs and gallons and cases of water up on my head. But I just wanted to try something different. And as I had said earlier in this interview, you don't know if you try and you never want what ifs in life. So I'm super grateful that he kind of took me under his wing. And I trained earlier this morning and I trained for about 2 hours and it felt amazing. And I feel like productive, you know, like it's like, okay, I accomplished what I needed to do today and it feels great. And it's definitely, it's going to change my look. I feel as if I, you know, continually like follow his guidance and guidelines. Because I mean, you work up a sweat. Has anyone tried it? Have you guys tried it?
Yeah, I've boxed on and off for almost 10 years. And it's an amazing thing. Even you should try Muay Thai as well, where you add the legs and you do the kicking. It's just an amazing feeling.
I can't do the kicking. I tried.
No, you should
let me grab Yuli in here and let's see. Yuli! Let me see if he's going to come in. I'm talking myself up, so I don't know if I'm going
to. I feel like Yuli! TK, we would get in trouble if we tried to like do some boxing.
I don't know if he's hearing me. Hold on. I'll scream one more time. Yuli! I think he might be in the shower. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we can call him. Yeah. We have a little bit of time. But do you think you're going to be incorporating that into the ring as far as, you know, you might, you know, hit somebody up with an uppercut or something?
Oh my God. Yes, of course. Yeah. These little combinations, block. Yeah. I definitely think gymnastics for sure. Strength and bodybuilding for sure. Now boxing, I'm going to accomplish the world.
Come on, women's champion.
As storylines, because like I've watched you for a very long time, and to me it seems like in my mind I feel like I know everybody, but I really obviously I don't, but I can kind of sort of tell when somebody kind of creates their character or their storyline. Like you can kind of see they're more invested into it versus, you know, it being given. Is there a storyline that you want, or is there like some type of match that you really want to have eventually that hasn't happened yet?
This new character with Bailey, or who she is now. Bailey's has gotten so big, it's ridiculous. I will say this, like, as she says, she's like the role model or whatever. Throughout time, I am just becoming truly who I am. Is I'm this lovable underdog, and I want a chance. And I feel as though more opportunities have been falling my way, but like I said, timing is everything. And I want that chance. I want to show everybody that, like, I am the role model. Like, everybody has gone through trials and hard times in life and may have given up. I just want to show everybody, don't give up and you follow your dreams. And I'm telling you, you can land where you want to be if you never give up. And that's what I'm exactly. There's been times, I mean, I'm telling you, and this is, I don't think I've ever said this, you know, before, but there's been times where I've walked out of there and I just shake my head. I'm like, what am I doing? You know, like, I'm in my 30s. I just don't know. You know, it's like, am I doing the right thing? I love what I'm doing. I love inspiring everything, but it just, you know, it's frustrating at a time. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, this is my love. Like, I am married to wrestling. I am married to this business. I, you know, it's like any marriage, if anyone's married, it's tough, right? It's tough love. It's not all, have to make it work and make it fit. So it's just the point that I never want to give up and go, you know, the tag team titles is a great opportunity as well. I was trying with Carmella, which I think that's still very well possible because we started at the same time. We were at the same tryouts. We got our contract in our hands the same exact day. We were best friends. We roommate together. We learned from literally a forward role together. Right. To now being in the ring at the biggest events in the entire world. And what better person to grab the tag team titles with than the person that you started with? So I think that that would be like a really fun story and, you know, meaningful, true, you know, it's we started from the bottom and now we're here type thing. Bailey was a great friend of mine. Great, great, great friend of mine. And seeing her change, you know, I don't like to say a lot of people change throughout this time. But I've seen it happen where heads definitely get bigger and egos get involved. And, you know, necessarily, I just want to show her like, hey, listen, you've been this champion for however long. You're not the role model you think you are, but you're putting other people down. And that's not going to happen on my watch. I want to show I want to show the world what I can do. Now's my time type thing. So that would be a lot of fun. Another amazing match would be Ronda Rousey again. You know, that girl had made me step up my game. As far as like just training, I know it was really quick, simple, but to say to anybody in the world, I was in the ring with Ronda Rousey, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. So
to clarify, so you want to take Bailey down because she's just not, her head's too big. So you need to burst that bubble.
Yeah.
So after you take her down and take her championship, then you and Carmella are going to get the tag team championship.
Yes.
And then Rhonda's going to come back and you can proceed to throw them blows on
girl.
Rhonda.
Yes. You're going to train up. You're going to be set.
I'm
on Dana's two belts. Dana's two belts.
Yes. Dana's two belts.
I like it. I'm here for all of
and
that.
And then, dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Clara, we're not done yet. I will grab that NXT title because our business is not over yet.
Okay.
I don't like her attitude. I don't like the way she treated me. That was just, you know, not okay. I was push until I had to explode. And I'm coming after her.
I hear a challenge.
I love Asuka. I'll say I love Asuka. I love Becky Lynch. I'm super proud of Becky Lynch for following her dreams. I know, you know, it's a battle in every one of our heads who wants children. It's difficult to think, man, I'm giving up like everything right here.
Right.
But this is what I was put on this planet to be as a mother. And that's, she did. She accomplished everything she wanted to here. I saw her when she was in NXT and, you know, cutting these promos where she just didn't know she was a lucky charm. Then she, I remember she did these old grandma like promos from way back when, like trying to like act like an old granny just to find depth and character inside of her. And boom, she just took off, and she is the man, and she will be the woman with, you know, a little baby in her belly, which is the cutest thing possible. And I couldn't be more proud for her. Honestly, mm-hmm. I could not be more proud and happy to say I've seen her progression, and, you know, the next step in her life is exactly where she needs to be.
Do you think it's easier now for, we'll just talk about women wrestlers, to go and come back? Because I know, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. if the woman got pregnant, even when you're talking to Awesome Kong about it and her experience when she was with WWE, it wasn't the greatest. So do you think it's a lot easier to make that decision and know that, okay, I can come back and, you know, my job security is safe?
I do believe it's a better time right now because, you know, where we're at with the women empowerment and, you know, we are strong and we have Lacey Evans, we have Tamina right now who are mothers. Mickey James are mothers as mm-hmm. well, too. And it's just such a good light, you know, on mothers. And, you know, a lot of these women, and they just feel as though that they're, you know, have babies and they take care of their babies. It's like, no, you know. Go in and do what you want to do, you know, mm-hmm. be active, get fit, stay healthy, stay right. And having, you know, mothers in the business and wrestling, you know, that's just a different diversity that we have in our group of women wrestlers right now. So I think it is, you know, a little bit easier to come back as far as like being accepted, but I can't speak this because I don't have experience from it, mm-hmm. but, I know, like with Maurice and things like that, she loves being a mother. You know, that's what she loves to do. And that's what she, you know, wants to do is stay at home and, you know, be a mom. And there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that either because you've experienced it all, right? You don't have what ifs. You look back and say, I did that. I went out and I did what I had to do. I accomplished all my dreams. And now this is the next chapter in my life.
Yeah.
So I give a lot of credit for people really deciding, okay, I'm going to leave this chapter. This is done. And I'm going to move on to the next chapter. Right. It's difficult. You know, it is. It's truly difficult. I've had that battle in my head too, a lot where it's like, man, is it selfish of me to say, I don't want kids right now because my child and my marriage and everything combined is wrestling right now. And that's my main focus. So with that being said, I feel as though it's more accepting to come back, but it's up to the woman solely in their heart and what they feel is best.
Right.
I love that. I want to know too, you mentioned, you know, your experience with last year's Money in the Bank, and obviously that was in front of a huge crowd. Unfortunately, we're not there right now. I just want to know, is it hard for you, just you as Ashley, as Dana, to wrestle without the crowd?
Oh, yes, it is. And I always say, I never like taking things for granted, but throughout this time, it has made me realize that I did take things for granted as far as traveling, as far as the live events that are non-televised, but just being in front of live crowds. And then at televised events, no crowds. I can say I took that for granted because it was like, oh, every week I'm traveling. I'm going to this city. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a show Friday. I walk out. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's move on to the next town. We have 3 nights ahead of us, you know, like just, you know, rolling through the punches. And now going to TVs and not having that adrenaline rush, like going out there and just hearing everybody and knowing that they're behind you, supporting you and cheering you on. You know, it just, I miss it. I miss it so much. It's hard. But on the flip side of it, knowing that there are thousands or millions of people on the other side of the TV mm-hmm. that may be struggling, maybe having a rough day, tuning in. And then this is, you know, making their mind go somewhere else and focusing mm-hmm. on wrestling and forgetting about their problems, forgetting about whatever they have going on, and bringing entertainment to them. That's where, you know, that's what warms my heart, is knowing that I'm making a lot of people on the other side of the televisions or computers happy, and going out there and trying to bring entertainment into their home and into their lives. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard. I don't know. I was in the match with Naomi, and like an idiot, I do this move or whatever, and I stand up and I start like clapping, and I'm like, oh, no, that's right. This is the record for one. You know, I'm like, ah. But
well, yeah. On behalf of like the WWE universe, you know, we really appreciate you guys putting on the line, because, you know, if you watch ESPN, they're just doing reruns right now. You know, for you guys to put your lives on the line and, you know, taking that and going into the Performance Center and doing that, you know, we really appreciate it, because, you know, you can only talk about COVID so many times during the week. So you need definitely that little bit of, you know, that difference. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It is amazing to work with WWE. And I always say it's the best company to work for, because it doesn't feel like work to me. I truly admire what they are trying to do and bring joy and happiness and entertainment to people that are in need. I'm not saying in need of like something, but just in need of like happy times and getting their minds off of things.
They need escape, yeah.
And there's a lot of different views on that, but I think in being, you know, in being part of WWE, I think they're very smart, and I think it's amazing in what they're doing. And they look out after us so much. And I always try and tell people that, like, they put our health and our safety first. You know, people might not see that, but they do. They take really good care of us. They're super smart about everything that's going on. So just to know that, you know, we're going out there and making others happy and, you know, bringing entertainment to their homes, I feel like WWE is, they're smart, but they're also passionate about their fans as well too. Mm-hmm. So I love what they're doing, and I don't know when we'll get fans back. I don't know what's happening with SummerSlam. I have no idea, but I know that the show must go on, and it's exciting.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. So I know, we talked about it a little bit, that like, female empowerment is a huge platform that you're super passionate about. And I wanted to get your advice for someone that is struggling with their own confidence, their self-esteem, kind of trying to find their own voice in these times. What could you tell someone?
I'm a firm believer as there's only one of you, and God, and whatever anyone's religious views are, you were put on this planet with only one of you, and that one of you is very special. Look in the mirror every single day and say, you don't have to compete with anybody else besides yourself. And you have to find that self-love in your heart and take that time to realize that you are human and that you can make mistakes. And I call them mistakes, because you learn from your mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. So you must take these risks, and they might be a mistake, but you learn never to make that mistake again, and you learn from it. So looking in the mirror and knowing that, hey, you are special. You are one of a kind. Truly, you are the only person out there in your own skin, your own flesh, with your own heart, with your own willpower. You are special. No matter who it is around the world, there's only one of you, and you don't have to make anybody else in this entire world proud. There's only one person, and that's you. And honestly, it took me a long time, I'm not going to lie, to really realize that. It took me, you know, my ex passing away, and it took me back a little bit to find what really made me happy. And at the end of the day, it's me, myself, and I. And that's what I try and tell everybody out there, is there's only one of you. Don't try and compete with anybody else besides yourself.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm going
to cry. Take us to church.
Like, you're serious? I'm like, oh my goodness.
Let's not all cry.
I know.
My makeup's going to run.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Wow. I don't even Love them.
No words.
No words whatsoever. Definitely, I could definitely attest to that when you either like lose somebody or even with this COVID and just like losing the ability to do a lot of things that, you know, you were doing as far as traveling and even for us going into the studio and stuff like that. It's just like you really appreciate the little things, but then also it's just like also channeling into yourself because now you're spending a lot of, you know, me time. And, you know, so you're forced to do that and kind of look within. So I definitely appreciate that. And Bryant, you guys good?
Yes.
Let me try and do this and see.
We're going to get a boxing lesson.
So we're getting a tour of the house.
I love the colors.
The colors are great.
Seriously, my favorite color. So cute.
We're talking about boxing. You didn't hear us? Oh. They want to know, can you sit up and...
Hi!
How'd I do?
Oh my gosh, the bedroom is amazing.
Right? I told you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It is amazing. She's like, why are you waking me up to be on live television?
Live.
We're so how? But at SummerSlam,
how is Dana's boxing? Is she coming along?
She's doing amazing. Yeah, she's coming along, picking it up fast.
So yes,
you think she's gonna?
I told them how I was kind of shy to ask her. Can I try it? And Coach Orlando has been amazing. So
yeah, she's a natural.
Okay.
Thank you. She boxed on and off for 10 years.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Yeah, I absolutely. Yeah. The cardio is amazing.
Don't make her mad. She'll take you out.
far from it. So you think when Rhonda comes back, Dana and Rhonda, you think that's gonna, she's gonna go toe to toe?
Is that gonna happen?
Yeah, right?
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
I love the appearances.
I know.
Miami had the appearance too. I love the appearance of the significant other. It's awesome.
Right?
Little cameos.
All right, so when you're settled, we're gonna get into rapid hot tags.
Awesome.
Oh my god, did you paint your house yourself, by the way, or did it come that way?
What was that?
Did you paint your house yourself or did it come that way?
No, it came, you know, it came this way. Wow. So it was nice. Thanks for the letting me take you on a tour.
Oh yeah.
We loved it.
All right. So rapid hot tags. Here's the first question. Always early or always late?
Always early.
What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My heart, like giving back and being very passionate. It's true. It's genuine.
Dream dinner guest.
Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins.
Who would play you in a movie?
Oof. My sister. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is the last show you binge watched?
Oh, man. We just binge watched. You guys caught me off guard. I watched really good movies recently. Queen and Slim. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Such
a
good movie. I watched that series a lot.
Nice.
It was addictive.
It was weird. It was so weird and twisted, but it was good.
Okay. And if you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Pink.
If you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Lil Wayne.
Which one?
The one that she has "She Will" on it.
The Carters. What
yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the Carters.
All right, I like that. And last meal. When you leave this earth, what do you want for your last meal to be?
Chocolate cake. Anything.
Hey, I think I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that one too.
It's not necessarily a meal, but that's
just chocolate cake. I like it. I'll take that. So we're gonna get into the news real quick.
Yay. Just some fun news. We have a former WWE superstar joining Impact. Deonna Purrazzo has joined the Impact world. So we're super excited for her on that. Can't wait to see what she's doing. But really just wanted to touch on that because a lot of things have been happening in the wrestling world. But, you know, just some positivity right now with this. Deonna joining Impact. Can't wait to see what she's going to do next. So congrats to Deonna.
Yeah, super. That's amazing.
Yay. Yeah.
Like I said, if, you know, one door closes, another one's going to open. So that's awesome that she's still, you know, living her dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the great thing about women's wrestling and wrestling in general, there's so many promotions. Like somebody was on the chat asking about, I think it's called, it's a promotion in Africa right now, but there's different, I think it's Slam Force. But there's so many promotions that you can do, promotions in Japan, et cetera. So, you know, it's a great time to be a wrestler, especially with social media and all that. Like, you know, it's an amazing time. So definitely congratulations to her. And let's hit that star of the week real quick.
Awesome. So today I would like to honor Hana Kimura. She's the wrestling stardom star and Terrence House star on Netflix, and she tragically passed away this weekend at 22 years old. And the root cause that they've come out and shared is that it stemmed from cyberbullying. And so she's a second generation wrestling star. She debuted in 2016. She's trained all over Japan at Wrestle One's Professional Wrestling University. She has had multiple championships at Stardom, and is just this incredible, incredible talent. And she was kind of at the brink of her career. She was starting her TV career. Her wrestling career was totally skyrocketing. And it's a loss that a lot of us have been talking about online. Mm-hmm. And it's hit close to home for many of us. And the whole wrestling community has reached out and shared their memories and their thoughts all over social media. A lot of WWE superstars also reached, you know, shared their memories. And we're honoring her because we want to spread kindness and we want to spread compassion instead of hate. And we want to honor her because she had an incredible spirit and she loved wrestling and she had a vibrant personality in the ring. And she just showcased what was so great about the wrestling world. And that's why we're honoring Hana tonight, today. And that is why she is our star of the week. And on a side note, I just want to say for our fans and for anyone that feels like they need to talk to someone, and if they're having thoughts of self-harm or of just negative thoughts that are super overwhelming, because I feel like it's a very, very difficult time right now, please reach out to someone. There's a suicide national prevention hotline that's available. So please, we're all here together. We all need to be in this and support each other and love each other. So Hana is our star of the week, and we wish her friends, family, and the whole wrestling community, we're sending lots of love.
That was beautiful, Emily. That was seriously beautiful how, you know, you described her, and unfortunately it is very common. And I wish the world was a better place. And as I had mentioned previously, you know, we have the next generation who are young children, so let's just help them make the right choices. And I didn't know her personally. I have heard a lot about her and a lot of beautiful things about her. And it's tragic, you know, something. So like cyberbullying and social media, something that is, you're hiding behind a keyboard and you're typing these things and they really, really, really affect somebody. You don't know that it is affecting, but it's, you know, time after time, it takes its toll, and it's sad. It truly is. But like you said, if anyone's, there's a lot of ways to get help. And if you're feeling, you know, depressed or self-harm, there's a lot of ways to go out there and speak to somebody, because like I said, everyone is beautiful within. So how you said that, Emily, was beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. And she's a star in many of our eyes.
Yeah, sure. Have you dealt with any cyberbullying? Because I know, like, sometimes I see some stuff that's geared to you guys from WWE. And it's just like, these are people, like, are people beyond, you know.
Yeah.
So have you dealt with that at all?
Yes, I have dealt with cyberbullying a lot. And it's very unfortunate. The way I look at it is I try not to, and I've been guilty of it before, of like snapping back or saying something back. But overall, I just ignore it because I am very confident within myself. And I know truly that the people on the other side are not happy with themselves. There's something that they're dealing with or battling with that makes them feel better to put another person down. Mm-hmm. So I truly am. If I could say it to their face, I would say, hey, I'm sorry you're very unhappy with something about yourself. But if they're just trying to get a rise out of me and say, it's not going to happen, because I'll feed off of that. You know, I'll feed off of their negativity and just try and make me a better person. Mm-hmm. So I really try and turn a blind eye to it. But cyberbullying is the number one form of bullying, unfortunately, these days. And studies, you know, prove it and show it. And I don't like it. You know, we as women and also males, we all need to support one another.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an issue that we all deal with. And I feel like it's so much worse for people in the public eye. Mm-hmm. And we just all have to remember, we're all people. We're all on this little planet together. And we just have to like love each other. You know, we can have disagreements. We can have disagreements. We all will. But in the end, we're all human. We're all people.
Yeah. There must takes. You have to learn from your mistake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I just came up with an idea for you, Dana.
Talk to me.
Okay. I think, you know how you had like a moment of bliss, like that's okay, whatever. But I think you should do a day with Dana where you just like do like you are so inspiring.
You are.
You just do like a 5-minute blurb, like you just take whatever is like in the news, or you just take however you're feeling and you just motivate people on a weekly basis. Like I'm just putting it out.
Yeah. Thank you. I get shy sometimes though.
I'm gonna lie. Well, you said it perfectly. Like everyone is individual, everyone is special, everyone is perfect, and it was just so touching when you said that. So I 100% put you on that, TK. You need to start like a motivational speaking inspiring moment
with Dana or something.
Go on tour. You can post it all over.
Yeah, you could have that one for free. I'm not even gonna say like I helped you develop it. That's all you
know. No, I will.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you for allowing us to see your home. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no worries. Here it is. Guys, if I could give you real hugs in life, I would. This is all for you.
Oh, I know.
One day.
For those folks who are not following you, even though you should, where can everybody follow you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and also TikTok. I'm not the best at TikTok yet, but it's a lot of fun. Instagram is Asha, A-S-H-A, Sebera, S-E-B-E-R-A, _ Dana Brooke. On Twitter, it is Dana Brooke, WWE. And on TikTok, it is the same as my Instagram. So Asha, Sebera, _ Dana Brooke.
Boom, there it is. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
This was great.
I know. Thank you. It was so fun. Brian, where can everybody find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at TheBrianSantos. And of course, wrestling fans, you can catch me on the SmackDown After Show where we're sending all our love to Dana.
And Miss Emily May, where can everybody find you?
Yeah, you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller. You can catch me tonight for AfterBuzz NXT After Show, and then Fridays Total Bellas.
And thank you guys so much for watching this show. We really appreciate it. Without you guys, we wouldn't be the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening to us on any podcast platforms, make sure to give 5 stars or better, because that's all we really need. Other than that, thank you guys for joining us. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Till next time, guys. Ciao.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.